listening to WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, USA. Now simulcasting on the internet at WWCR.com.
And now from the studios of WWCR International Shortwave in Nashville, Tennessee, it's time for another Talking Machine Show, a program where we feature music from the early part of the 20th century. Hope you enjoy the program so far, and if you do, you can feel free to write to me at Talking Machine Show, care of WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee. The zip code is 37218. Or you can email me, Phil, that's P-H-I-L, at WWCR.com. Either way, I'd be glad to hear from you. On this particular program, we're going to feature something a bit different. Normally, I play for you seven or eight different songs from various diamond discs, various cylinders, and whatever. But on this program, we're going to concentrate on something that's quite rare in the Edison diamond disc line. Introduced in 1926, when record sales for the Edison Company were starting to flag and they were looking for some new innovation to make their more expensive machines and records something the public would be interested in, they came up with the long playing record. That's right, long before the LP as we know it, vinyl LP, came into existence, Edison had a long playing record. They came in either 10 or 12-inch records, and they could put 40 minutes on a 12-inch record, which is roughly equivalent to a modern LP. Now, the interesting thing is they didn't achieve that by slowing the playback down to, say, 33 and a third like a normal LP is. They run at 80 RPM. So, needless to say, the grooves have to be very, very tiny to accommodate that sort of playback time. And the grooves on these are 450 grooves per inch. That's better than half the size of the groove on a modern-day LP. A pretty amazing feat that they got these to work at all. They were made for less than a year, and they only put out 14 records total, so it was a pretty big flop in the marketplace. Here's what it says on the sleeve of the record, though. It says, "The advent of the Edison long-playing record marks a new era in the history of recorded music. Thanks to the genius of Thomas A. Edison, a single Edison long-playing record now contains as much music as an entire album of ordinary records and incurs far less per minute of music than any record heretofore produced. The Edison long-playing record furnishes all that is needed for the effortless enjoyment of music. It banishes forever the constant annoyances of frequent record changes, since one disc alone affords either a 24-minute or 40-minute program. It brings to the new Edison phonograph, already distinguished for being the only phonograph capable of maintaining direct comparison with a living artist, the added honor of being the only instrument on which one may listen to an uninterrupted flow of the world's best music. No other type of record, no other make of phonograph can equal this performance." And it says, "Warning, this record can be played only with the Edison long-playing reproducer," which is quite true. So here we go. This is Victor, Memories of Victor Herbert and Recollections of Gilbert and Sullivan by Herbert Soman Salon Orchestra from 1926 on Edison long-playing 10-inch record.
Thank you. Thank you. that's it for this program. Thanks for listening to the Talking Machine Show. Join me again next week. We'll hear some more right here.
This is WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee, USA, Worldwide Christian Radio.